I'm really grateful for the provision of family services. They got me a cell phone that day where I had to flee and I didn't have one. That was a godsend. I got support from my worker, who, when I was dealing with brain fog that comes from grief, she was doing all the administrative work behind the scenes that, number one, I didn't even know that I needed to do. And number two, that even if I knew what I needed to do, I couldn't always do it because I just did not have capacity. And to have that support, like, I instantly got a life assistant. So if there are any women who need that kind of assistance, they're like, how do they get funding? How do they get on income assistance? How do they find different supports in the community? Where do you even begin to start looking when all you can think about is how to survive? You know, to have that extra support is monumental and a blessing beyond what I could ever really express. So to come on and share my story and to help raise awareness and hopefully raise some funds for the programs that they have going on feels so natural to give back, because they really saved my life. Because if I hadn't received help from them, I think I'd be dead. I'd had family members repeatedly through the years say, are you going to be okay? Are you going to be all right? Like, we're noticing that you're not showing up like yourself anymore. You're not as bubbly. You're not as bold as you used to be. And a lot of that ties into, like, just feeling like I can't show up as my authentic self because it's just not safe to, because I'll be punished for it. And so with everything that kept escalating, I had to leave with my kids for the last and final time. And nose to nose, like, his nose was touching mine. And he was screaming in my face about how much he'd thought about murdering me, how he would be so much better off if I were dead. And there's four police officers, and the Ministry of Social Services shows up, and they stood guard while I had 45 minutes to pack everything that I could into my vehicle and leave. And then went to family services, where she had a phone waiting for me. She had been making phone calls to find out where I could go, where I could sleep, what could happen. She'd been doing all of the work in the background before I had ever, you know, stepped into the building. And then from there, then drove to the Ministry of Social Services downtown and was given vouchers for groceries and gas and clothing and cell phone minutes. And there are so many structures in place to help women who desperately need them in situations like that. And I just want more women to know exactly about that. It's like, you don't have to have every single step planned out on this path to freedom for yourself, because there are people ahead who want to help. And after I'd been through so much abuse and so much brainwashing, I really didn't have a whole lot of faith in humanity anymore. I really thought that people in our society were largely cold-hearted and distant. But this experience showed me, you know, people are actually really great. They're kind, they're loving, they're compassionate. They want to help. One of the things for women who are living in situations like this is that they still think that they can control things. They still think that if I act like this, if I do this, if I say this, if I keep him comfortable, if I keep him happy, then he'll be totally happy and everything will be okay. But that's actually a form of manipulation and control in reverse, because it's not about walking on eggshells and meeting this crazy cycle of chaotic supply and demand. It's stepping back and being like, wow, there's actually a lot of this that's completely outside of my control. And all I have to do is take responsibility for myself. Donations go really, really far. Donations pay for cell phones for moms who don't have them. Donations pay for new shoes for kids who show up and they don't have them. You know, donations pay for quilts in transition houses, like, so kids aren't sleeping in the cold. You know, like, money talks pretty loudly.